Arizona lawmakers now have an actual bill to look at dealing with gun safety and school safety. Governor Doug Ducey's plan is set to be debated in the House and Senate, but is not exactly what he'd originally proposed. Here to talk about that, as well as an abortion bill currently waiting for the governor to act, is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Hey, Howie.
Good to be here.
So let's talk about the governor's plan. How similar or different is it in bill form to what he had originally proposed a few weeks back?
Well, the key differences are in the sections dealing with what they call stop orders, the severe threat orders of protection. The governor wanted something in place that says if somebody's a danger to themselves or others, that you ought to be able to go into court and take away their weapons. And there is a long history of believing that there are the folks who do these mass shootings have shown signs. I mean, Jared Loughner, who had wounded Gabrielle Giffords and killed six others in Tucson, there was a whole long string of incidents at Pima Community College. You know, Nicholas Cruz down in Parkland, same thing. The question becomes, where do you balance the rights of the individual to have a weapon versus the rights of society, if you will? The original draft that the governor introduced had some things in there that I think some gun rights advocates had problems with. For example, how long it would take you to get a weapon back after you're adjudged to be not a danger to self or others. There were some questions in there about whether you should allow an arrest warrant from another state to keep you from getting a concealed carry weapon in Arizona. Those are gone. There are still some changes that may need to be made, having to do with, you know, again, the timing of getting a weapon back, having to do with what standard you need to take away someone's gun. But very clearly, they seem to be coalescing around the concept.
Well, do gun rights advocates both in and out of the legislature seem more likely to go along with what is in the bill? I mean, Democrats have said they're not going to support this without universal background checks, which are not included. Does it seem like the governor will have the votes in the legislature to do this?
I think if you do some tweaking, for example, the Citizens Defense League, which is to a certain extent somewhere to the right of the NRA, wants some language that is more severe than simply being a quote-unquote danger to self or others. I mean, perhaps something along the lines of has shown threats, the credible threats of someone being harmed, as opposed to this broader general category. I mean, what's a danger to self or others? I mean, there may be people who look at my lifestyle and say, gee, Howard, you're a danger to others. You're a journalist. Who knows? So there are some interesting questions in there in terms of what kind of license we're going to give to take away someone's weapons.
So, Howie, along those lines, I know gun rights activists obviously have been involved in trying to shape the governor's plan here on gun safety, school safety. But has the mental health community said anything about this or weighed in terms of the rights of people and when they should be ruled, you know, mentally ill or not allowed to have something like a gun?
They really haven't been major players. There actually already is something in Arizona law that allows people to be locked up and evaluate as a danger to self or others. And in fact, that became the basis for the stop orders of protection. So the mental health community has only been involved to the extent of, well, who does the evaluation? Does it have to be a psychiatrist, a behavioral health specialist, mm-hmm. things like that. The bigger issues have been in terms of some of the non-gun issues. For example, do we want more school resource officers, you know, armed personnel in schools? There are a lot of folks who say, well, you know, we need people who are armed to be able to react. But there are some Democrats that say, look, maybe we need school counselors, but the last thing we need is yet another person with a gun inside of a school area. So these are bound to be issues for debate.
And Howie, it looks like there's some money in this bill as well for things like school resource officers, other counselors, training, things like that.
Yes, there's some money in there for about 100 school resource officers. Now, remembering, you know, we have something in the neighborhood of 2,200 schools in the state. You know, this really doesn't go far. We're talking perhaps a grant process. There are already some SROs out there. There are also places where schools have hired their own or they work with the cities. The other thing that the plan seeks to do is set up a situation where, let's say you are in a rural area and you set up an office in your school where the local sheriff can do, you know, his or her paperwork. And the idea being that just having the sheriff there, even not as a school resource officer, but having that car out front with the red and blue lights on the top may in fact be a deterrent.
Howie, quickly, before we let you go, we want to ask you about the abortion bill that is awaiting action by the governor, which asks doctors to ask women who are seeking to have an abortion why they are having it. Is there any reason to believe that the governor is not going to sign this?
This governor has signed every abortion restriction that's been on his desk. Now, technically speaking, this is not an abortion restriction. There is nothing in the bill that precludes a woman from getting an abortion or even telling the person asking the questions, you know, none of your damn business. But the question is, are these issues being set up as sort of a barrier, as a form of harassment? You know, the original bill in particular very clearly sought to get into areas that were none of the state's business. You know, why are you having an abortion? Is it an economic reason? Is it divorce? Is it that you or your husband had an affair? That proved too much even for the House. So they've kind of pared back to say, is this elective? Is this a maternal health issue? And then they added some questions about, are you the victim of sex trafficking? And the argument there, and there's certainly something to be said for that, is many women who are victims and many girls who are victims of sex trafficking do come in contact with medical professionals. And this is a chance to take them into a separate room, away from anyone else, and say, are you a victim of sex trafficking? Are you being coerced into having an abortion? And then getting them the help they need. So I see no reason why the governor would not sign the final version of the bill.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always.
Glad to be here.